The only life is the fantasy football life. So when you come in here, you better be ready. Now prepare yourself for the Sons of African Man game. And here are the bad boys to take you there. Ed, Greg, and John.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back from our Thanksgiving hiatus, and we are so glad to have you with us. We are the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. I am Ed Fowler, and I am joined by my co-hosts. To my right, I have Mr. John Smith.
I'm not sure that's my name.
I got. Why does he always sit to your right?
All right.
I don't know. Tell me.
I don't know. We never change seats. It's always to your right. But go ahead.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
And the voice that you're hearing that hasn't been introduced yet, so he should keep his mouth shut, is our commissioner, Mr. Greg Phillips.
Hey, guys. Good to see you again. I missed you. It's been a week off.
And, way to violate.
Glad to be back in the man cave.
Yes. It is great being back here. I also missed doing the show last week. Down in Los Angeles, celebrating the holiday with some friends. We had a great time. How about you guys?
It was great. I was here.
I was up in Oregon.
You guys went away and I stayed here all by my lonesome in the man cave.
We did the Oregon Dunes National Park, rode the sand dunes with one of those sand buggy type things. Saw my dad. He's 90 years old.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And still going, regrettably.
Way to go, Papa Smith. Way to go, man.
Don't tell my dad this, but if that guy makes it one more year, I swear to God, I'm checking out because I cannot go to Oregon every Thanksgiving for the rest of my life.
But you're riding the sand dunes, right?
It was just this one year.
Wait,
it was good.
I haven't been to Oregon. I didn't realize there was sand.
Yep. If you go to the coast, they have huge
dunes. Oh, the coast. Okay,
you got to go to the left.
To the coast.
You go up and make a left, and then you'll hit the ocean.
At that one street?
Yeah, and there's like a beach there.
Oh,
with big dunes. Right. No, honestly.
I was thinking like Palm Springs deserty kind of thing.
Oh, I remember that. That was good. No, there's no sand buggies there.
No. All right, this is actually not the Thanksgiving podcast. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. And as a recap, we are known as the Sons of Atherton, and we are a 2QB keeper league, 10 teams. So you will absolutely notice that we talk about QBs probably more than just about any other role.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, because they are extremely valuable. Although I don't know this year they've been any more valuable than defenses.
Oh,
yeah. Defenses are still scoring an abundant amount of points. It's kind of crazy.
Pay attention, folks, because defenses matter. They win championships.
They do. They do.
In this league, they do.
Yeah, they might.
Maybe not anywhere else.
We actually had a little bit of a down week last week with defenses. They weren't their normal outrageous scoring.
And why do you think that is? Do you think it's because we're getting later in the season, or do you think it's because
getting tired?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be a little bit of like the wear and tear. There's been a lot of injuries. I think you're going to also start seeing some teams, especially when they start securing their playoff position,
starting to mail it in a little bit.
Well, I mean, maybe not mail it in, but not necessarily play quite as hard just to not risk any injuries,
right.
Which I can get. I mean, I know that there's some people that are concerned about, a team like the Rams or the Chiefs that by like week 16, 17, which most playoff weeks are fantasy football playoff weeks are week 16, that they're going to start benching some guys just to rest them for the playoffs.
Well, that's the name of the game this time of year, right? We're getting ready to get into week 13. So I think, playoffs are coming in the real football, and they're starting to bring up players that don't normally get a lot of playing time.
Right.
They're starting to mix them in, arrest their key players. And I think there's a little bit of that going on.
And I don't think we're seeing that in any other position more than the quarterback position.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you are seeing Colt McCoy. You're seeing Chase Daniels. This weekend,
Cody
you got,
Kessler.
You got Cody Kessler coming up. You got Driscoll coming up.
Yeah, but I don't think they're resting players to bring these guys in.
No.
They need to bring them in.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, as you're getting later in the season, though, you're also seeing teams starting to kind of actually need to bring in players like
okay.
these new, this kind of, I don't even want to say new generation
mm-hmm.
of QBs.
Definitely
new,
not.
These newfangled quarterbacks, these new.
But
Driscoll.
I'm just seeing more. I'm seeing more quarterback injuries and more sustained. Like, what's going on with Trubisky? Like, let's start there. Like, Trubisky, he's been out. He's going to be out this week. He was out last week. 2 weeks in a row. I mean, are they risking him going on IR?
I sure hope so, because he plays for Dave. that guy's in first place, and you know, as all of us, we hope Dave has bad fortune.
Yeah, Trubisky has been a big surprise this year. I mean, because he's getting a lot of points with his legs. He's rushing, and
is he a kicker?
he might as well be. He's getting.
That's the other thing, folks. We don't have kickers in our league.
Because they are unpredictable.
Because they suck.
And you cannot predict kickers.
He's had 3 rushing touchdowns this year and 5 games over 50 yards rushing for a quarterback.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, we've got starting running backs that aren't getting 50 yards in a game. I know, because I'm a Jordan Howard owner.
Yes.
We all have those.
Super quick, just since you brought him up.
Yeah,
Jordan Howard, when it came up to...
I cut his ass.
You did.
And then I picked him
up. And then
today.
You picked him up. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
Well,
did you
try
you
to
know.
Pick him up, Ed? Is that it?
No, I thought about it.
You
and
looked
I was
at,
like,
you looked.
Nah, he's not good.
I dropped him because he burned me the last 2 weeks, and
yes.
I was going to teach him a lesson. Because
he sucked.
And so I dropped him for 2 days. And
and he learned.
I saw he was still available. Nobody had picked him up yet. And yeah.
Sad.
So waivers cleared on Wednesday morning. Waivers cleared, so he was available free agent. So I picked him up again today, and I dropped my backup tight end because I got Ebron. I had Jack Doyle last week, and you know he's now all of a sudden on IR. The whole
yes.
leg and hip thing, and
great
so
pickup,
I,
dude.
I
great
picked
pickup.
Up Ebron to
totally.
Replace him, and then Ebron was on the injury report.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
He's going to play and he's going to score 2 touchdowns.
Probably.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been playing fantasy football quite as long as some people out there. So
it shows.
I'm in the playoffs here.
I know.
Yes, he is, Greg.
For the first time, he's in the playoffs. And congratulations.
Is
this
your
that.
First time?
Yeah. By the way, we haven't talked about that yet.
No,
so.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
All of our viewers haven't seen us in two weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is actually the first time I've made the playoffs since I've been in this league. But we'll get to that.
Mm. Is there another segment to the show?
So many segments, John. So many segments. I can't even.
This is like
say
a centipede.
It. This is a family show.
So what do you expect to see this weekend from someone like Driscoll? And that because AJ Green, there's a possibility AJ Green's going to play. So you got this.
So Driscoll.
Yes.
You ask about Driscoll.
I'd like to take that question if I might.
Oh, please go.
Driscoll's going to be an all-star. He's a top 10 quarterback this week because you know who he's throwing to? Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd's on my team, and I think he's going to be awesome. AJ Green won't see nothing. AJ Green's coming back as like a decoy, and then you got Uzama. You got those other guys. Who even knows who's there? So. There.
No, you know what? Driscoll is actually, they used a pretty high draft pick a couple years ago for Driscoll. And he came out of college and he had a reputation of being a running quarterback. So kind of like.
Right.
Still
like
has that
a
reputation.
A poor man's Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
But
oh.
he did
the
have.
The white Lamar Jackson.
He did have a pretty big reputation coming out of college as being a running quarterback. And they were saying, I was listening to Adam Kaplan today and he was talking about, you know, the scouting reports on this Driscoll. They said,
right.
watch out, this guy, he could run for 50-plus yards a game. So he's a really valuable fantasy, I don't know about reality, but fantasy quarterback because he puts a lot of points up with his legs. That's all.
Yeah,
okay. And he's not
well,
a kicker.
I mean, I think the other thing you can see with quarterbacks that do that is something we talked about a little bit a couple weeks ago is how they can control the pace of the game.
Right.
Like, that's when it gets to the actual NFL playoffs, and not so much in fantasy, but when it actually gets to the NFL playoffs, that is one area I'm going to be very curious to see how the Chiefs do. Because they got a lot of firepower, mm-hmm. but they can't control the clock. They can't slow the game down.
I don't know about that. I like Kareem Hunt. If you needed to grind out the clock,
we haven't seen them do it. That's one of the reasons they lost. You could say that's one of the reasons they lost to the Rams, is they could not slow the game down. It had to be just firepower,
fast,
big plays.
Fire it 30, 40 yards down the field.
I'm speculating, obviously, here, but it just, you look at a team like, you know, the Steelers or, you know, the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They can control that clock.
They have another gear. They can gear up or they could gear down whatever the game script requires.
Good point. Yeah, I think Kansas City got caught up in the moment. They were just, mm-hmm. you know, it was one of those games of the ages. They're like,
right.
We're going to keep bringing it. Nobody was trying to control the clock. They're like, we can out-throw you.
They were shooting for 100.
Because Kareem Hunt, honestly, no shit. Kareem Hunt started that game awesome, and it looked like he was going to be, you know, epic, and then they just kind of went away from him because of the game script. But I'm not saying they were trying to slow the clock down. I just think everybody got caught up in the moment.
Right.
And let's they're
just going for it. It was a shootout.
But you're talking about, like, you know, running quarterbacks changing the game script.
Yeah.
You look at what's happened with Lamar Miller and Baltimore in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not an exciting, like, passer traditional quarterback.
Lamar Miller?
But
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Sorry. Lamar Jackson. So he's 2-0, though, as a starter, and he's got over 220 rushing yards in 2 games. And so, like, but you look at now all these running guys are emerging, like Gus Edwards. Who ever heard of this guy before Lamar Jackson started playing?
Right.
So I think there's an element of that, and then there's another element, which is the new hotness. I call it the new hotness, Edison. Yeah. Edison, yeah. I know you're listening to this. So there's a brand new quarterback that comes that nobody has script on.
Yeah, exactly.
They go off.
Yeah. Well, because that's exactly it. They have college tape on him.
That's it.
But that's it. They don't know how they don't know how he's been used with the first team, second team, how has Lamar Jackson actually been used with the Ravens?
Right.
You know, what plays are they running with him?
RPO,
they have no idea.
And,
they haven't seen anything. So, you know, some gadget plays.
Still, but if you look at his college tape, the guy was like God.
He was good. He won the Heisman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. I'm not saying. I'm saying, like, at the pro level,
right.
You don't know exactly what to expect.
But you could still kind of extrapolate and kind of go, okay, this guy's going to run it because he has run it. And
But then that's what opens up, to Greg's point, that's what then opens up opportunities for, like, Gus Edwards.
That's right.
It changes everything.
Because Gus Edwards is better with Lamar Jackson?
No, their whole offense changed. I mean, you, John Brown, that guy's not even catching a pass now.
Good point. Crabtree,
like,
also
totally
a zero.
Changed the whole offense in Baltimore.
Okay.
So my hotness, play of the week.
Oh, play of the week.
Uh-oh.
Cody Kessler, Jacksonville.
Oh my God.
Put him in your lineup. Start him. He's going to, against the Colts defense, he is going to go banana sandwich. Big time. You're not feeling it this week?
No.
He's this week's. No. Edison, I know you're listening.
He's this week's Dak Prescott.
Please promise me, Edison, you're going to replace Ryan Tannehill with Cody Kessler.
Nope.
You will have many more points.
Nope.
Greg, should you just be doing a podcast specifically for Edison? Because that's like the time you said, Edison, I know you're listening, baby.
No, you don't want Edison to win this week, dude. I'm playing him.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
you don't know?
I do.
No, I know that you're playing. I haven't figured out why his name is what it is, but it's...
Because his parents named him that. How dare you? Yes.
So I think the point is that we may be looking at a different kind of way to surprise people in fantasy football. Is if you go with the new hotness, I think you have a chance of picking them fresh off the waiver wire, and nobody else is going to be playing them because, like, Cody Kessler, what the hell? Nobody's going to play him.
No.
But I'm just saying he might.
Because a moron would play Cody Kessler. or, but you know what? In fairness, again.
Thank you, Ed.
Nick Mullins, Brock Osweiler, Chase Daniel, everybody in their first game had a great play.
Except sure. Cody Kessler.
Yeah, but some of those guys are like legit rookies.
Yeah, true.
That have never played in the NFL before. So there is some expectation of what Cody Kessler might do. Although, again, this is where being a 2QB league can sort of leave that impression on you where you got no choice. You do have a choice because he could score negative points.
Hmm. It's true. He could.
He could.
He won't.
He might.
No.
He might.
They're going to be behind. They're going to.
And he's going to throw four interceptions.
Maybe. I'm sorry. Who does Cody Kessler play for again?
Jacksonville.
Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
They decided to bench Blake Bortles for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Yes.
So
who also, I seem to remember something else is going on. Oh.
No, let's not talk about that.
Wait, you don't want to talk about it?
Leonard Fournette.
Leo.
He's got a brain injury.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yes, so for those of you who don't know, which you probably ought to do by now, Fournette has been suspended for one game. He appealed that to the league and
denied.
Did not go well.
Damn it.
So, you know, I mean, it's just like...
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
No.
Appeal? Like, what's the defense?
Yes.
I don't understand what the defense is.
Well, Your Honor,
I'm
an idiot.
I wasn't there.
No, like, you were there, like, you were standing on top of the guy without your helmet, and you were pummeling him with your fist.
Yeah. I didn't see the replay. I have to believe Leonard didn't do it.
Speaking of pummeling with fists, Reuben Foster.
Ooh.
Okay, let's
do it.
Should we change the mic?
I just...
He's dirty.
I just, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to say, you know, so we are in...
Pick him up.
We are in Northern California, so there's a lot of folks around here who are local fans of the 49ers. And while I personally have never been a huge 49ers fan, I mean, I'm originally from Ohio, so it just never really.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm from Indiana.
So you get it. So, but I have to say, my respect for the 49ers organization grew a great deal over this release. I mean, I understand that they were trying to give the guy, you know, another chance in the previous time when he was got in trouble for domestic violence.
Yeah.
But now he's gotten in trouble again. Last Saturday night, gets released almost right away by the Niners. And then, what was it, 2 days later?
Mm-hmm. Redskins.
The Washington Redskins pick him up.
Well, they claimed him, but
they're gonna wait for everything to clear you know, the commissioner's exemption list and all that other bullshit.
Why
so.
Take that black eye? I mean, really?
Did you just say black guy?
But
black.
I didn't know.
Eye.
Oh,
but
okay.
I just. But
why do you
also,
take that for your organization?
Yes,
why claim
yeah.
that guy? Like, I know he beat the shit out of his girlfriend, but
yeah,
he could play.
Here's what I say.
No, I agree.
Fuck
with
Reuben
you.
Foster and yeah. fuck the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Like zero tolerance for that.
Amen.
Yep. And you know the Redskins organization.
Did you say Cortland?
What?
Which Foster?
Reuben.
You said Reuben?
Yeah. I thought you were a 49ers
fan. Sound like
fan.
You said Cortland.
I thought you were a 49ers fan.
It's, I am. Yeah, Reuben. It's Reuben Foster. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If to be clear, I'm talking about Reuben Foster.
Can we go back on the tape?
It's digital. We don't have tape, John.
Son of a.
Yeah. So
you're right, but fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
don't beat women.
There's got to be a point where, you know, even a professional sports organization has to say enough. And the NFL has already had a terrible reputation and record for doing the right thing in this situation. And so it is mm-hmm. nice, even if it sometimes feels a little bit late, it's nice to see someone actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, but you got to admit, those wife beaters are good players. They're really good.
Oh, that's terrible.
What? Oh, all right, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was even his wife.
So, who is it? Dan Williams?
No, let's talk about Alden
Smith. Greg Williams, the
Greg Williams, sorry,
head coach.
Greg Williams. Yeah, Greg Williams of the Redskins organization. This is what he's quoted as saying.
Greg Williams?
Greg Williams is actually the interim head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
What are you doing to me, dude?
No, I'm trying to help you.
No, Greg Williams is...
He's right.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, other guy.
Other guy.
So from the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Williams on the... Yeah, of the Redskins organization.
Okay. All right. I got you.
It's quoted as saying, quote, "We've got people who are in high, high, high places that have done far worse. And if you look at it realistically, they're still up there," unquote.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, quote, "This is small potatoes compared to a lot of things out there." Unquote.
No, he did not.
Dude. Bro.
Preach, preacher.
Seriously, man. Come on. This is not, if you're calling this small potatoes, you need to get your head out of your ass. All right, this is just no way to be. This is no way for a professional organization to be run, period.
Right.
I get you're already making a mistake by having your team called the Redskins, so you don't have a good track record there, Burrow. But, you know, come on. Do better.
Not
work
good.
Better.
Way to go, bro.
Yep, agree.
No, but really, if he's still rolling with the same girl who claimed this and then retracted it later, you know.
Yeah.
How much credibility does she have?
I hope she can find the support that she needs to get herself in a better place. And I hope Reuben Foster learns something and maybe changes course. But he shouldn't be rewarded like this. It's not okay.
You know, speaking of that, I'm a little late here because
okay.
I'm holding a shot in my hand.
Oh, we forgot
and
the
shot.
And I shots.
Feel like, you
we
know,
forgot
I,
the
I
shots.
Work better with alcohol. And
okay.
Yep, let's
Greg,
do it.
Well, wait. Do we have a sponsor for this shot, John?
I don't know. Do we have a sponsor for this shot?
Yeah, John. What's up?
This is live, folks. This is unscripted radio right here.
Smith and Smith, handyman to the stars.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. A wonderful, wonderful pair of people who can take care of your house and not burn it down while they're trying to fix it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we'll finish the job if it takes every last dime you've got. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. License bonded
smoke
and
weed
shit.
Every day.
So tonight we're drinking a few bourbon whiskey.
Nice.
Yes,
all right.
Cheers.
Sons of Atherton.
Sons of Atherton. Sons of Atherton.
All right. Sons of Atherton.
Wow. That's not as smooth as what I remember it.
I remember it being a lot smoother the last time we had it.
I think.
Oh, son of a.
I think that Kraken is smoother.
Is that Kraken calling you?
It is.
It's over to the right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise guest spot.
A surprise guest spot?
Up. Let's see if we can do this. We have never done this before.
Oh, here we go.
This is Joel Brand, the Oracle.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the Oracle live.
Wow, this is special.
Live, this is special. Joel, how are you doing, sir?
I am good. I've had lots of wine this evening and lots of steaks.
Lots of steaks?
I'm currently in an Uber trying to get home. And my friend Leroy said, hold on a second, I'm glad to speak her.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Doing?
Hey, Leroy, how's it going?
Pick me up and take me to Novato. We're currently on Sutter in California, right, Leroy?
Yeah.
All right. Nice. That is
all
awesome.
Right,
it's the classy part of the city.
Thanks for joining the podcast. We are doing a live recording right now.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. Joel, you are currently sitting, what are you at? You're at number 3, right?
I am number 3 currently, is correct.
Yeah.
If Edison, the name changer, loses this weekend, I win, I get the bye.
Oh, so, and who happens to be facing off against Edison this week?
Would that be Pink Fluffy Unicorn?
That is Pink Fluffy Unicorn.
Look at that.
So if the Unicorns win and you lose to Heisenberg, I get the bye.
Well, Heisenberg, if you look at the score this evening with the Dallas-New Orleans, I have a good chance of winning.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's just tonight.
Yeah.
So my team
but then
stunk.
I'm gonna cover the fact that I got slaughtered by 9 points by the Wayward Suns.
That's right, you did. 9 glorious points you lost to me.
Hello, wayward sons.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
I would say, calling in, is that really a full win, giving like a third of my team was on vacation?
It still counts as a win
is
in the record.
Is he still talking
so.
About that?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's still trying. He's still trying to make that a thing. It doesn't work.
Well,
5 weeks don't work
I
like that.
I got to think for our 20 listeners.
It's 25, Joel.
Yeah, we're up to 25, man. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, 25 listeners.
Yeah. You just insulted 5 of our listeners.
But it wasn't me because I don't even listen.
I listened to it five times last week.
So, Joel, I got to say, Joel, I want you to go down. You got Melvin Gordon. I prayed for Melvin Gordon to die, and he did for like a couple of weeks.
But then Alvin Kamara died this evening, I hear.
Yeah, I know. But I still have Austin Eckler, like a legend in my own mind. So anyway, I've been waiting all season for Austin Eckler to take his job, and now Melvin Gordon, he's done for like 3 weeks. I gotcha.
Kamara's out for the season though, right?
No. He just took a shot to the head.
Come on.
Took a shot to the head. He's done that before.
I was making that up on the text also
line. Yeah, come on. You've been drinking too many steaks, Joel. Come on.
I had a little too much wine this night. That's why.
Dude.
My man Leroy's taking me home. Yeah.
Have the Uber bring you by the cave after you're done.
Yes.
I might stop by the cave if you guys are still up by 10:20 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
We won't be. We'll be done. We're wrapping up right now. Don't stop by.
What?
All right, Joel, thank you so much for calling in. It was really great having you on the show tonight. And congratulations on whatever it was you were doing.
I hope you lose, son of a bitch.
But we all hope you lose. I don't know why.
We hope I win. Thank you very much.
No. Die a slow, painful death. Hope you slide under a gasoline truck and taste your own blood.
Thank you. Talk later. Bye.
That was good.
That was fantastic. Right on. Our first on-the-air call. The Oracle himself.
We should call Edison.
Let's just have a whole episode. These guys are going to listen to themselves talking on.
Let's call my mom.
I actually texted Edison. He hasn't responded.
What a dick.
Son of a bitch.
He's got a small penis.
You've disappointed me again. All right. So any other news you guys want to cover tonight?
Leonard Fournette was suspended Leonard this Fournette. Week.
Yes. Wow. I think we covered that.
Do we need to talk about that more?
I do.
Okay. This is like a therapy session online. Go ahead. Let it off your chest. Go.
That's it. Leonard Fournette was suspended this week. It's okay.
And it's a 1 week. He did appeal it.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to make the playoffs. I'm not going to win because now let's talk about injuries.
Yeah.
The guy from Cincinnati, Andy Dalton.
The guy from Cincinnati.
With that guy.
He's got the guy from Cincinnati.
So that kills my wide receiver, Tyler Boyd.
Driscoll. Driscoll's going to throw it. He's going to make it rain all day.
Dude, I am not betting my
Tyler fantasy. Boyd is not going to catch one ball.
Son of a bitch.
You're probably right.
No, that's true. That is true. So
we do have an interesting
every week
standings.
Every week my fantasy hopes go up and down, and this week they're down.
After one Thursday night game, which I will say after this Thursday night game, I almost want to sort of just commit to never playing a guy on Thursday night anymore because it just sucks. Like, I think I've had 3 or 4 times this season where somebody's played on Thursday night, and every single time it's been terrible.
It's boom or bust. I've had
it's
guys
been that, bust every time. For
no,
me.
I've had 3 times where guys just went off and then I lost. And, like, I think I was facing you 1 week, and like Ebron had like 28 fantasy points on a Thursday night.
Well, it's okay. When
and then
it's
I lost
me.
By like 30 to you. So like it's not indicative of how the week's going to go. Turn down for what?
I think Ed just had bad luck on Thursday.
All right. So let's start talking about our playoffs. We've got our playoffs coming up. We can talk a little bit about week 13, but Commissioner, why don't you kind of set the table a little bit for maybe why our league isn't focused too much on week 13 and why we're looking towards the playoffs.
Sounds good. So our playoff, we have a 10-team fantasy football league, and the top six make the playoff bracket. And then the bottom 7 through 10 make the toilet bowl bracket.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think we talked about this in a previous podcast. But we make
juicy.
We make it so that teams don't just give up and mail it in.
Yep.
And I think that's important when you set up a fantasy league. You want to make it active. You want to make it keep going. So even the toilet bowl, there's like half of your entry fee you get back if you win the toilet bowl.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that does give us an opportunity for someone, you know, like
myself.
Or, well, no, not even you.
Okay.
Like Judas.
Yeah. Like who's in 10th.
Yeah, Judas is in the final slot.
He is the 10th best player.
And his record is what?
1-11.
1-11. But
he could
if his team picks up, he stays competitive over the next couple weeks, he could win, and he could get half of his entry fee back. Cash prize, cash money.
That's true.
You know?
So and even when you're not, like when you think, like in most fantasy leagues, I've been like, this is week 13 when most fantasy league regular seasons are wrapping up.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to a lot of these podcasts, and it's like, you know, people mailing it in and like they don't even set their lineups. We're a totally different league. We are set up to where it's still competitive right up through week 15, week 16. But then the playoffs start. So the real playoffs in our fantasy league start and not this week, but the week after. But the playoffs have already been set pretty much for a week already.
Yeah, well, at least who's in the playoffs.
Who's in the playoffs. But the seeding is still up for grabs in week 13.
Yeah.
And we have, like, except for the top seed, which is Chuck Norris, who's sitting at 10-2.
Yeah, he's solid right there. That's not going to change.
But the second through the sixth seed is still up for grabs. Oh, and you get week 14, you get a bye. So the top two seeds get a bye. So that's why this is still a pretty important week, is like John was saying earlier. John is in fifth.
Fifth.
Sorry,
yeah, I'm in sixth.
No disrespect.
I'm in sixth. Yeah,
you're in fifth, but you have a chance.
I'm fourth.
If things go right, you're fourth. You have a chance to get second.
I can get the bye if I knock off Joel, who just called in.
Yeah.
And Heisenberg does his job and knocks out. No, Heisenberg has to knock out Joel, and I have to knock out
Edison.
That's right. I get the bye, so that's one week where I cannot lose. I would love to rest my players, and that I will do. And just we'll sit there and drink white wine.
We know you're resting Fournette this week.
Totally. But I would
next
love
week you're
going to
have to rest Kamara next week.
Then I only have 2 weeks I got to win.
Right.
If I can do it, things didn't go my way tonight. Dak Prescott was okay. Alvin Kamara wasn't Alvin Kamara.
Stamina.
But I could still win this. I can still get the bye, and I can wreck Joel's life. And that's
need tremendous stamina.
But that's thank you, Mr. President.
Am I missing the point?
No, you're
stay
not.
Stay with it. Every week counts.
Every week counts. Week 13.
No, but that's the stamina. That's right. The drop.
You need tremendous stamina
to play fantasy football.
Where does that come from?
Wow. You know where it comes from, John? It comes from China.
China.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Turn them off!
So we are getting ready to get into the playoff system. We have a three-week playoff system. What I meant is the loser bracket is week 14, 15, and then we crown a toilet bowl champion in week 15. But in the playoff, the winner's bracket, you got a bye week for seeds 1 and 2, and then you've got two other weeks. So it's a traditional playoff kind of schedule. So week 16, there's only one game, and it's the number one versus number two.
Oh, I didn't realize that the toilet bowl didn't play in week 16.
Yep, it's over after week 15.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, I got to say, like, I think right now I'm looking, if everything stays where it is right now, I think I face Joel in the playoffs. I'd rather not do that. I look at all the teams, and I think the guy who has Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill,
Yeah.
And Michael Thomas.
And Michael Thomas.
And Mike Evans.
And
Melvin
Evans,
Gordon.
And Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not face that guy in the first week.
Actually, you want him in the first week because Melvin Gordon will not be back.
Well, that may be.
No, he's got an MCL sprain.
Mahomes and Hill,
2 week
though,
minimum.
Mahomes and Hill.
No, I don't want them either. I agree. Yeah. I'm just trying to make Ed feel better about his prospect.
Don't do that.
No. Trust me. I mean, I'm happy to be making the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, but I'm pretty much of the belief that I will lose that first week.
No, don't worry about it, dude. You got it. You got it. You have to. It's fantasy football.
Yeah.
Projections mean shit. Every week, like
absolutely.
Tonight. Look
absolutely.
At tonight.
Oh,
Drew Brees crapped it. Traquan Smith, a zero.
Zero.
Kamara, blue nut.
Goose.
Oh, there's so many, like, you just cannot understand why it happens this way, but this is fantasy football. You've always got a shot.
Well, I will say this weekend is probably going to be one of the first weekends that you'll start to see weather become a big issue
in
the real NFL. And I think, you know, there's all kinds of massive snowstorms that
especially
have hit the whole.
Especially in the dome games.
Yeah, exactly. Because that heating and air conditioning systems may not be working. But no, well, you're going to see, like, you're going to see snow football this weekend. So, like, the Jets are at home and
this is one of the reasons why I would not want to face the Oracle in week 14 or 15. Because he's got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill playing at home against Baltimore and the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Those are not easy matchups.
Yeah, but they're at home.
I think that's the big
difference. So just the home field advantage there, I think, is going to be big for them.
The Baltimore matchup is going to be pretty tough for them.
I agree.
I mean, if I had to face him, I guess that's the matchup I'd rather face. But I'd rather not face him at all. So,
who, yeah. Joel?
Yes.
Joel's a pussy. What?
Aww,
oh, is that not allowed
you
on
mean a pussy
fantasy
cat.
Radio?
You mean a pussy cat, right?
No, he's a pussy. I'm going to take him down.
So you got a pretty lean outing tonight from Prescott.
I did.
You want to talk about that, John?
Yeah.
Lean.
You're all proud and everything. They were up 13-0 at the halftime.
I was feeling pretty good. And then Kamara didn't do a whole lot, but neither did anybody else on New Orleans, so I don't feel that bad. At least I don't own Drew Brees, who sucks big donkeys.
Yeah, sadly.
What did he get, Ed?
He got 9.3 points because he decided to throw a late-game interception. Come on, bro. Come on. Come on. Granted, I'm lucky enough to where this week is not a big deal, and I'm playing against the Ghost, who's got Carson Wentz as one of his quarterbacks.
Ouch.
But he's also got Christian McCaffrey as Saquon Barkley.
Also, ouch.
So,
he's got Barkley and McCaffrey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got a shot.
But he's also got Diggs, who did not practice today. He's got Chris Thompson that I think maybe started practicing.
No way.
No way.
That guy's like a fucking zero.
John thinks he's at a concert.
Right? He's a zero waiting to happen.
No way, man. Rock
Chris
and roll!
Thompson. Dude, you got this guy.
Play some Skinner, man.
You got this
so
guy.
His starting lineup right now is Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, McCaffrey, Barkley, Robinson, Allen Robinson, Stephon Diggs, Greg Olson, Chris Thompson, Chris Carson.
Hmm.
So loser.
Yeah, you're talking about armchair.
Yeah.
So he's got a decent lineup.
Actually, Carson's good,
but it's hit and miss. I mean, like, he's got a couple studs, McCaffrey and Barkley.
Yeah.
That's his solid. That's his floor. And then you just don't know what those other guys are going to give you every week.
But Barkley will give you 30 every week.
Yes.
McCaffrey got him 42 last week.
And then McCaffrey will give you 30 every week.
Yes. And I'm going to be really interested to see next season how early McCaffrey and Barkley both go.
Oh, shit.
I think they're going to be like
first
top
five.
Three both. Top five.
Yeah, no.
For sure
top
five.
Not top five.
Le'Veon Bell will be number one.
No, Barkley's a one.
You worked him in, you son of a bitch.
Barkley's a one. McCaffrey's a 10.
Schmelly
a top 10.
Schmell.
Top one. The top five, top 10. McCaffrey's not a top five.
I don't know.
He kind of is right now.
He is right now. He is right now. I'm a Stanford fan. No, is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
He is.
Really? Yes. Right now, McCaffrey in our league is literally fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go. There you go.
What about the knee injury he's about to take? Because it's coming. It's a little guy. Little white guy.
All right. So moving on to, yeah, the other goose egg I got tonight was Traquan. Traquan, who bailed on me last weekend.
You don't have to talk about this, Ed.
It's so painful.
I want to say I am so thankful to you, Ed, that you picked him up because I was considering picking him up. He was like on my watch list.
I was too.
Moments from picking him up yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And you beat me to him.
Well, and now I'm in that position going into the playoffs. When am I going to feel confident starting him?
You're not. I don't think you can. After two out of the last 3 weeks, he's gotten a goose egg.
A zero.
I don't think you can start him.
No. Not right now. Not
in the playoffs.
Yeah, literally the only reason I started him tonight was because Kerryon is still... You know, he's still not practicing. He's, they don't know if he's going to play or not.
Small penis. No, I don't know.
6 out of 12 games that Traquan Smith has played in this year,
He's
gotten zeros.
Yes.
Holy
because
shit.
Because everybody's expecting. It's like Kiki. It's exactly like Kiki. Everyone is expecting him to, this is the game he's going to take off, and the rest of the season he's going to be.
He had a huge game a couple of weeks ago, right?
He's had two big games. Week 5 in Washington, he had 111 and two touches.
And again,
27.6. And then week 11 against Philly, he had a 157 and a touch for 27.7.
It's unbelievable. But again, it's like Kiki. Like they have one game, they have one big game, and then they get injured.
Yeah.
And then they're out for a week. Then they don't do anything for 2 or 3 weeks. Then they have a big game.
Kiki, you cannot trust that hamstring on that fucker.
They're fragile. No. Anybody that has a double in their name, it's like Kiki, Didi, and Juju. Like Juju's the only one you can trust out of the double syllable ones.
Is Didi hurt? I don't know how you even work Didi into this conversation.
Because he's literally the only time we're going to talk about him.
You should not talk about
Mr. Didi. Irrelevant.
You just wanted somebody to fit your theory. That's all you were talking about.
Didi blows.
Didi Kiki Juju.
Any Jacksonville receiver, if you're starting him, you are in fucking trouble.
I tell you what, can I talk about my team for a minute?
Oh, please.
Oh, okay.
Please, so, toilet bowl.
My team bears no mention.
So you be quiet. So for those of you that were following, I'm in the toilet bowl, and I plan to win it this year. I'm going to win the toilet bowl because
you
know what?
Win it to flush it.
If you can't make the playoffs, win the loser's bracket.
Totally.
That's what I say.
Yep.
Because I want the plunge. I want the golden plunger.
I've got the plunger with the, I've got it. It's yours.
And I want $100 because $100 is probably more than you.
Yes.
You guys are going to win in the fifth and sixth spot.
Totally.
So I'm going to go for it. And I'm playing.
He's in the fourth spot, by the way.
The Judas Space Period this
God
weekend.
Damn Judas Space Period.
I'm playing against Judas, and he's actually projected higher than me because he has miraculously Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford off of two trades.
That was a good trade.
By John and I.
You guys are idiots.
And he also
fools,
has.
All of you!
He also has Emmanuel Sanders, which I also traded to him. So if I lose today. Or this weekend, it's probably partially be for my own fault because I traded two of his starters.
Well, and he has Yeldon.
He's got Yeldon.
Could have a big week.
He could have a decent. So that's why I'm countering with Hyde, who is the true replacement for Fournette, not Yeldon. He is.
Here's the thing: he's the first and second down running back. Yeah, but here's the thing: neither one of those guys are the replacement for Fournette.
No, you're right. Can't deny it.
They're just guys who are also running backs.
I want Ed's opinion on a trade that I made with Park.
Oh, switch a subject.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with this.
Let's get some outside.
Sure.
Okay. I traded Park earlier.
This should be good.
Aaron Rodgers
mm-hmm.
for Ben Roethlisberger. Now, we all know Ben Roethlisberger. little shaky in the road.
Yes.
Had some big games. Aaron Rodgers is traditionally the number one. What do you feel about that pick, Ed?
I think Big Ben's the better quarterback this season, at least.
You made a good trade, John.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion, because this season we've seen consistency from Big Ben that we haven't seen from Aaron Rodgers. And I don't mean that. That's not even necessarily directed towards the quarterback, but the receiving core. Aaron Rodgers has not had a consistent, healthy receiving core where Ben is like consistently having Juju. He has Antonio. I mean, he's got James Conner out there still catching and running. I mean,
he's got a full complement of players.
Yeah. Is that not how you thought I would?
No, I just think Rodgers hasn't looked right.
No.
Do you think it was a fair trade for Parikh to deal Roethlisberger, who is probably the fourth or fifth ranked quarterback for Rodgers?
You went after name recognition.
I think it was a 12.
I guess. I mean, because it's still Aaron Rodgers, and it still could be one of those things where, you know, like any week, he just suddenly turns it on and he's throwing four touchdowns and throwing for 400 yards.
Would you have made that deal?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't have.
What would it have taken to make that deal?
If I had Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. To get Ben Roethlisberger, if you were going to give up Roethlisberger, who's been playing better than Rodgers.
It was a one-for-one deal, right? Or was there something else that...
I feel like I'm missing something.
Was there something that sealed the deal?
There's more on the deal than is apparent.
What is it, John?
What is it?
Well, do you want to know?
Yes! God damn it, tell us! What the hell are you doing, dude?
We just lost all 25 of our listeners.
My mom's still listening. So the deal was Rodgers for Roethlisberger, right? On paper, it doesn't look as even because Rodgers just has not been as good this year.
Okay.
So I promised Parikh, the Irishman,
the Judas,
that if I finish first because of this trade, and if he finishes dead last, I will wear the unicorn outfit for him on Grand Avenue.
Instead of him.
But it has to be exactly that. I have to win it all, and he has to lose it all. And I will wear
That's a fair trade.
It is a fair trade.
I think it's funny as hell.
But yeah, you're fine because you're not going to end first.
I think you're safe.
I might win it all.
I think you're safe, John. I think Parikh might lose, but I don't think your chances of win may be as high as you think that is.
No, I don't think they are, but I'm hoping, and I figured this is my shot.
And wishing.
But I think Parikh had in his mind, I do not want to wear this freaking unicorn outfit and the I suck at fantasy football t-shirt in his mind.
No, so I
will take the punishment for losing it all.
I basically expect Parikh to drop out of the league so he doesn't have to do it.
No, he won't have to because I'm going to take his punishment for him.
No, only if you win. I'm saying if he has to do it, I think he's going to say, I'm tapping out. We're moving. I think he's going to sell his house.
He's going to move out
and
of the
move
league.
Out of the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
I just really like Carly. She's a good girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I'm sorry they're leaving.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's how fantasy football trades work, folks. You give them what you need
what
you need.
Identify their weakness.
The Irish are proud people.
Yes.
They don't want to wear a unicorn outfit on the main street.
The real Irish.
Hometown.
The real Irish.
Well, most of us are. Well, not really. Actually, I'm half Irish. Not the good half.
the ass end.
All right, Parikh just beat commissioner tonight or this weekend. All right. That's all you got to do, dude.
Because of that Rodgers, they're going against Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Green Bay's going against Arizona and they're at home. So I think Rodgers is going to put up some big digits on this.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you want to talk about unbalanced trades, I think it would have been the Stafford for Rivers trade. That was the one that was unbalanced.
You think so?
Come on.
Well, yeah, I had to throw in some other pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah,
for,
but that was the boo. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, everyone manages their own.
I regret giving away Sanders because. Mm. Yeah, Sanders is the only reliable receiver in Denver, and I really think that Sanders. Anyway, it's water under the bridge. He's the 13 wide receiver, so yeah. But that it didn't hold me out of the playoffs. Trust me,
it didn't work out for you.
No, so many. You know, as I reflect back, and this is a great. This is a great. I'm gonna have a personal moment here with our audience, Ed. So if you could just take a minute.
I'll see what I can do.
So as I look back on the season that just passed, I have a lot of regrets. I have a lot of missed opportunities. And it really, to be honest, it started at the draft. For three straight seasons, I've had a shitty draft in the top four picks. Should we go back to the draft of 2016 where
Please
I drafted
no.
Cam Newton, Lamar Miller, Brandon Marshall, and Tyler Lockett in my top four? Oh, no. Let's keep it current. No, I just really think that this is thank you for that accompaniment. That's really beautiful.
Is it distracting
so
you?
Many,
I feel like it's distracting you.
So many shitty drafts in my history. But I, you know, coming into this draft, I felt so confident. I felt so good.
You did.
I did my
remind our listeners who your keepers were.
I kept Keenan Allen, which I don't regret, in the fourth. He's been good for me. He actually has played at the value I expected him to play. But Stafford, I ended up trading him and flipped him for what? Phillip Rivers? I think
that ended up being okay. Yeah, totally.
So my two keepers, if you look at it from that perspective, was okay. But
yeah,
number one, David Johnson, that
didn't work out.
Not at all. I expected, obviously, like the David Johnson of 2016. And
yes.
I've seen like
But that David Johnson, it wasn't because of some injury he was coming off. It wasn't the injury he was coming off of. It was the team.
The team sucks.
The entire team itself. So
you know, Bruce Arians leaves. Carson Palmer retires. You know, the whole offense changed from that 2016 team when he was there.
Right.
And now it's a completely different regime. So, yeah.
Yeah. A regime that's not long for this world.
Yeah. The bigger poor choices were my second and third round. We're doing regrets, and
I love
John.
It.
Yes,
he's doing regrets.
So
he's
why?
I regret eating that Thai food tonight, which explains my prolonged absence.
Speaking of John, do we have a second sponsor?
Coffee.
Second sponsor.
The coffee.
We can't do Camp Ford Coffee again.
Yes,
can
we can.
Camp Ford Coffee. It's roasted.
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Camp Ford Coffee. It's from Crested Butte, Colorado. It's roasted at 12,000 feet altitude. Camp Ford Coffee. Coffee that makes you poop.
I love that.
Smoke weed every day.
I want to get a hat.
I'm going to get to that hat, Greg. I'm going to get to that hat.
All right.
That's really good. Where'd you get that?
I got my little, all my buttons I push over here.
I don't have any buttons.
Yeah.
We keep it that way. That's actually part of the planning.
It's intentional.
The pre-production
session.
It's all part of the plan.
Ed and I have a separate pre-production planning session that doesn't involve you. That's part of it.
You're only here because...
Keep the buttons away from John.
You make great Mai Tais,
he
right?
He's not really good at a lot of
that. Any other matchups to talk about as we head in week 13?
I want to see how the meat blankets Captain Tennille do against the Emperor Chuck Norris.
They got 21 points from the Saints defense tonight.
Yeah, nice. That's a really interesting start. And you know, they've got one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best fantasy quarterbacks right now in Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing to back away from. The problem right now is that they have two empty slots in their starting lineup.
Yeah, that's not going to score you any points.
If you start empty, guess how many points you get?
At least it won't go negative.
You get zero.
You get zero.
Well, finally, so they woke up and they benched Jarvis Landry.
Oh, my God.
Because that was long overdue.
Oh,
what happened? Yeah. Dude, you are a Miami fan.
I love Jarvis Landry. Last year, my team name was Dirty Landry. And that guy is just, Mayfield's not looking his way. And I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why. When they made the switch for the first few weeks, they looked his way. But then in the last 4 or 5 weeks, they are not throwing him the ball.
Bizarre.
They did. So Captain Tenille picked up LeGarrette Blount, which could be a really great play if Kerryon does not play this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I could see them slotting him in. They've also got Adrian Peterson, who is still not practicing, or maybe he just came back to practice this week. So, I mean,
they're starting in Dalvin Cook against New England. That's a great play.
Yes.
And I love the Keenum versus Cincinnati defense.
Yeah. I think that's going to be solid.
I saw a stat today that Cincinnati's defense is historically bad.
They're so bad.
They are 32nd best defense. That'd be last against the pass. And they're like 29th against the run. This is like an all-time worst defense. And you think about like Vontaze Burfict, and you think about these guys, Dunlap, these guys that are on the O-line, that or the D-line, sorry, that, you know, they have a reputation of being a great defense historically, but these guys are really bad. So I like Case Keenum in that matchup. I think Meat Blankets is going to give Chuck Norris some problems this week.
It definitely helps having that 21-point head start, although... let's see. He's got the Rams. He picked up the Rams defense again, going up against the Lions. That's going to be interesting. I could also see him, but then he's also got on his bench, which honestly I think it's probably a better start. Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Sorry, yeah.
Chicago versus the Giants. I think that's probably the best. Holy shit! He's got three defenses.
He's holding on to three defenses. I did it for a week.
He's no dummy. He knows what he's doing right now.
I had three defenses, but then I had to.
Well, yeah. What he's trying to do, I think, is if I looked at them, is probably trying to set up his playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
But which is exactly what I did when I picked up the Denver Broncos defense. So I'm going to be really interested to see if that pays off for me.
How do you like your chances this week, Ed?
Not great right now. Mm-hmm. It does not help having. Only getting 9.3 points from Drew Brees, although I've got Deshaun Watson up against the Browns, which, I mean, he could put up enough points to kind of balance that out a bit. I got James Conner, who I'm hoping will, please God, come back to life and score more than 5 points.
Gus Edwards is injured.
He was actually back at practice, full practice today.
I heard he was not.
So you're
pretty sure so he was in practice today,
Ed,
or he was limited practice today.
You're likely to play
with his kids.
Ed, you're likely to play the number 3 seed, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Based on how it's looking right now.
Yeah, I'm expecting to play Joel again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I've tried to do over the last couple of weeks is actually set my team up for the playoffs as much as possible. Mm. So I like a lot of the matchups I have, at least the ones that I could kind of control going into the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen with Sony Michel now that Rex Burkhead is back on the active roster. It's just going to be...
Joel's team has outscored you 280 points for the season.
Sure.
I would not worry about Sony Michel.
But
no Mel Gordon.
Yes. And
potentially.
Right. So he overall, over the course of the season, has 200 more points than me, but...
280.
Okay, 280 points. But head-to-head, I beat him once, and he beat me once.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So...
Okay.
You know,
Game on, motherfucker.
Hey, you know? I mean, we're not here
Melvin
to play.
Melvin Gordon's out. Okay? That's all you need to know. Melvin Gordon's out. And
yeah.
After that,
he's got Philip Lindsay and James White. Those are his running backs.
James
those
White.
Guys are both trending downward.
Yep. Yep. And in that week 14, that is where you have Mahomes.
Up.
You have Mahomes and Tyreek Hill going up against the Baltimore defense. So
I think Mahomes is on a bye.
Yeah, you better bench him.
That's not true. But
yeah, so
he is projected at 30.5 points this week against the Oakland defense.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Not the playoffs.
Right, that's
true.
Yeah,
and like, for example, this is a very minor slot to fill, but I picked up Cameron Brate in the tight end position. And looking ahead in week 14, you got the Bucs going up against the Saints, two of the worst defenses in the NFL. So you have the potential for a pretty high scoring.
Bucs defense
game.
Has been better in the last 4 weeks. If you go back and look at what
the Saints
done,
defense has not.
No Saints. No, but the
Bucs, Saints look good tonight. The rush defense, actually, the Saints didn't suck tonight.
But the Bucs are not as bad as they were the first half of the season. They've fixed some stuff.
They fired
their DC. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a game. I think that's a game. My point, though, is that I think that's a game that has the potential for a lot of points.
Right. Agree. You could actually, if I'm looking at the standings right now, you've got Edison's team at 9-3, and running of the Bulls, Joel, is 8-4. So if Edison loses to you tonight, or this week, John,
right,
you can actually face Edison. Or there could be as many as four different people that you could face.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for all those different algorithms of possible outcomes?
Yeah, I've planned against the teams that I might play. Now, I've literally
Which is
been...
everyone else.
Yes,
in
yeah.
the playoff.
Yeah, I'm basically just trying to kind of figure out what matchups I can get that can be can work in my favor as
You're
much as
You're trying to
possible.
Figure out your identity, aren't you? After you lost Kerryon Johnson, you wayward son.
Yes.
You're kind of lost. Where's that music again? The sad, dreamy music? Because I feel like this is your team right now. Because now that Kerryon is no longer with you, wayward sons,
you're doing a bit. Hang on. We need to get the bit music.
Good one, Greg.
I feel like now that Kerryon's injured and he's not the man he once was, I feel like the wayward son is...
I really liked him.
...is a little lost and... He's wandering down a street, down a street that has no sign. It has no direction. It has no arrow.
No. You know who's actually hurt me is James Conner.
Oh, what happened to James Conner? The guy with a freaking top five running
guy.
Yeah.
Totally. Tonight.
Drop him.
At night.
No, I mean, I don't know if he's been really trying to shake off an injury. I don't know, because he had that... He had been doing really well. Then he got that concussion. I don't even know that it was a concussion, but he was at least in the concussion protocol.
Sorry. Not a keeper. Definitely not a keeper.
So he's had a couple of weeks, a couple of down weeks against the Jags defense, which, you know, they've had some good games here and there. And then the Denver Broncos defense. So the last couple of games have not been what I would like them to be for Connor. So,
if you drop him at 11:59 tonight,
I will
pay you $20. Is that collusion?
I will pay you 21.
Is that collusion if I put it on the 21. Podcast? Is that collusion?
No, James Conner.
It's
not
more than
there.
You'll make in the playoff.
We
bracket.
All know James Conner. James Conner, the keeper for next season.
Yes.
So
Darius. No, Dave. No, I'm not. Obviously, I'm not going to drop James Conner. I'm just saying.
Trade him.
I'm just saying, once he stops scoring 30 points a game, that's damaged my team. Shocker.
I get it.
That may not.
You are fake news.
No, really.
Dude,
it's
he
true.
Carried you for a long time.
That guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, he has.
He did.
Yeah.
I like your QBs.
He's bad.
I like Watson. I like Breeze. I think you're really strong there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Watson and Breeze, fuck yeah.
Everything else is shaky. Damn, you picked up the Broncos defense. I wanted those guys.
I know. I know you
they
did.
They have a great playoff schedule.
Yes, they do. That's exactly why I was. That's exactly why I used my waiver wire position to pick them up. I mean, even if they're going up again, even if they don't do huge numbers, they're at least solid. I'm not going to get, I shouldn't get a zero out of them, which, you know, you're trying to avoid. Yeah, I've got, they face the Niners in week 14, the Browns in week 15, and best of all,
Oakland in week 16.
Exactly.
Mother.
So,
fucker.
That's a pretty solid, solid matchup. So, you know, but then again, in the, they faced Oakland in week two, and they only got 3 points. So
still, so you got to get there.
Can we ask John? Yeah, I want. Totally. I know we're running out of time here.
Are we? It's our show.
It's our show.
We can
actually,
run as long as we want it to.
Our sponsors won't.
What
care.
Am I going home to? The wife and kids? Fuck them.
So John, I want to ask you something.
Two kids who don't look like me.
So nope, nothing.
They got the milkman eyes. John, I want to ask you a very serious question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So you don't know who you're going to face in the first round of the playoffs because this week you could finish anywhere from second to sixth.
Right.
See, no,
true.
Fifth.
You probably
fifth,
have
not
the
sixth.
Oh, he won't fall to you?
I don't think so.
If you won miraculously?
No, I could finish sixth, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, okay. Well, yeah. Maybe I'm.
Yeah,
I,
you both have.
Know.
You both have. Well, he's got four. You have five losses.
Anyway,
so,
I could finish second.
There's a world that exists that if he won, Ed, and you lost,
right.
You could actually finish it. So you could go anywhere between second and sixth. You probably have the most volatility in your seeding chart. He can maybe move up one. So what do you feel about that? Like, how are you preparing for that?
I'm preparing to win, and I'm taking the second seat, and I'm going to fucking take the week off and sleep for, like, a week. So while these other guys lose or not, I need Joel to die, which it's all been working perfectly.
It sounds like he was working on that tonight.
I've been working on this all season long. I wanted Joel to die, and this is it. Melvin Gordon took an injury. I got Austin Eckler. I almost traded Austin Eckler. I almost offered him to Joel, like, hey, maybe I can pry one of Joel's guys off of him for the backup. Mm-hmm. But I thought, he's not that smart. He won't see the value. So I'm going to fucking hold on to him. And hope that Melvin Gordon goes down.
And he did.
He did. So.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's just recap that for anyone that didn't know. So Melvin Gordon had been kind of questionable going into last week's game.
Yep.
And he goes and tells his coaches, no, I'm good. I'm good to go. I can do this. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, he says he's good. So he must be good.
Let's do a double reverse.
And then, boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
but I don't think the injury had anything to do with the double reverse that he ran.
It had everything to do with
the double reverse that he ran.
Well, and he wasn't ready to be back out there.
They didn't need him. They had Austin Eckler. They have a guy.
There was no reason for him to be back out there. They could have rested him again and not taken that risk.
Yeah, if he's questionable.
Right. Exactly.
So,
sorry.
It worked out. It's okay. It worked out great for me. I've been wishing and hoping all season long for this. And it all came true. Christmas is coming early for John Smith. So Austin Eckler, who is not James Conner, but neither is James Conner this week.
Nope.
But I'm looking forward to getting a production out of him because I did lose Leonard Fournette. And that's fantasy football, folks. Shit happens. And it doesn't always happen in the good way for you. And it doesn't always happen in a bad way for you. But it just changes, so try to prepare yourselves. Get those handcuffs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
expect
good.
Expect bad shit and hope for good shit. I guess that's the best way.
You've been carried. Expect bad shit and hope for good shit.
What's that?
You've been carried by three players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Zach Ertz.
Kamara.
Kamara.
Yeah.
And Devontae Adams.
Yep.
That's been really the three horsemen that's carried you through the whole season.
Kept me going.
And sprinkle in a Fournette. They've had like two games.
Not
out of
much
12.
Of Fournette, yeah. But
and Rodgers has been mediocre this
year. Yeah.
So you've won despite all your injuries. So you've had a pretty good management of your roster squad.
I tried to pick up some guys when I could and got lucky when it happened.
But it's a
how many guys do you pick up?
30.
Is that just on Friday night or Saturday too?
Well, that would be. But I got Josh Adams, who's actually looking solid. Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, he, all yeah, the Josh. Josh Adams is about the only thing looking solid in Philly.
No, and Zach Ertz.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz
is
going to
have a big game.
And let me just make that a shout out to tight end. If you have to draft a tight end next year, get one early because otherwise you are fucked.
Did you say get one girly?
I'm going to
get one of those.
If Gurley plays tight end next year,
so
you draft him.
Anything else we need to talk about today?
You know, I think we want to save some of this for next week's show, leading right into the fantasy playoffs. So I think we'll leave our listeners on the edge.
Oh, I like
on the
that.
Edge to be continued.
Let's sing a little Christmas carol for him as we go away.
Let's not.
Well, the weather outside is frightful. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Everybody, come on.
We're not doing shots next week.
All right, everybody.
The fire is slowly dying.
Thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in this week. It's been great having you back with us.
Let it snow.
You can find us on Twitter at Sons of Atherton and on Instagram at Sons of Atherton FFL.
All the way, I'll be home. I'll be warm.
Get ready for this weekend. Have a great weekend. And most importantly,
la 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 la.
He doesn't know the words.
Go.
Set your lineups.
Set your lineups, bitches.
Suck it, John.
Out.